This is the Jack of No Trades podcast. This is Taylor. I want to be your host for today. I'm joined with our co-host, Ben.
What's up, peeps of the podcast world? I'm very happy to be here today.
And David.
What's going on? Happy to win the fight.
So David actually has some news related to our topic of discussion today. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. David, what information do you have for us?
Today I was saddened to learn that an inspirational figure in our lives, Anthony Kiedis, the singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, has been hospitalized due to a stomach flu. Is that correct? The stomach flu?
I heard that as well. Yes.
An aggressive stomach flu. And this was interesting because it happened while they were about to do a show. They all went out on stage. However, Anthony needed to go directly to the hospital due to pain. And we wish him a speedy recovery. Luckily, it's not a extremely rare thing, so it's expected that things will be looking good for him. So just going to cross our fingers and hope everything works out for him.
Hope you get better, man.
Praying for you, buddy. AK, we're looking out for you. Praying for you.
So today is all about Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we're going to be discussing the greatest Red Hot Chili Peppers album post Blood Sugar Sex Magik. So I'm going to turn the time over to Ben for his opening argument.
Wow. Such a stark introduction. Well, we can all agree that we got excited about the Red Hot Chili Peppers again after we heard their newest single, Dark Necessities. What do you guys think about the track? Yay, nay?
Loving it.
Two thumbs up?
Huge yay. Huge yay. That rhythm section
is ridiculous.
What are you liking about it? Rhythm section's good, and I don't feel like Anthony Kiedis is trying too hard to... You know how, like, in I'm With You, the latest album? I feel like he would hit some notes that he just didn't have anymore, you know? Kind of awkward.
Good point. Yeah.
Like in a...
He's really got his
Monarchy
Hey Yaz going down on this one.
Yeah, you know? But this one, he's like, he knows where his limits are, you know? He's comfortable with it, and it just sounds good, you know? It sounds... Sounds like a solid a track.
Yeah,
you know?
I think he recognizes he's not getting any younger, and he's singing that way. He's not trying to be that young blood anymore. He's kind of maturing a little bit.
Exactly.
I like that they worked from the ground up. I mean, they really built it off the bass and the drums. And
yes.
Let's be grateful that they kept Josh out of the mix, basically. Minus in a few
To be honest, like in Josh's defense, like I thought the guitar track... You've heard some of his worst on I'm With You. That was, you know,
true.
Some of them. But I felt like this was okay, you know. It was, you know, it's not John Frusciante,
yeah, I agree.
But it's okay.
I like the solo. It. The solo was good, I thought.
Yeah.
And we got to give him credit
because
he was playing keyboard on this track. And the piano part's pretty good. Yeah. He was a keyboardist before.
Yeah, I think
back
you're right.
Back when even John was in the band. So I'm guessing he put down these tracks. I made that up, guys. I don't know if he played piano
or not. We'll
fact
check it later.
Sucks, so I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't, but...
I doubt it.
Sweet. So this got us real excited hearing this new single, and we started talking. We're like, you know what? Red Hot's put out some good albums, right? And we're going to go post-Blood Sugar Sex Magik, because let's be real, we're not that big of fans. We didn't listen to that. Punk, reggae, rap, whatever funk music they made in the 80s. I don't know. Have you dove into any of that?
No.
I haven't.
Definitely not. No.
Okay.
I have not.
But we are extensive and thorough listeners of the rest of their music collection. And we're going to just disqualify right off the bat Dave Navarro, One Hot Minute.
Good call.
I don't have anything really good to say.
What? He's not even in the discussion?
He can be in the discussion, but we just need to agree that he sucked.
He sucked.
He
was awful.
That album is garbage.
We need
to
give our listeners a very realistic understanding of where we come from. So if you're a big Jane's Addiction fan, like this guy I ride to work with who was like, oh, Dave Navarro made some really cool music. I was like, dude, you're a dumbass. I said that in my head. But I didn't hear it, except for Aeroplane. That's not great.
But
that's like thinking Pat Smear was the best
member
of Nirvana.
The big hits they have when John Frusciante is not in the band are crazy, ridiculous rhythm parts. Aeroplane, that has an outstanding rhythm section. Same with Rain Dance Maggie. Come on.
Oh, yeah, everything, that's true. That
it's so heavy
bumping.
Rhythm. Even the new single, you know? They can't do it without John.
I agree.
It's funny, but
so
sad.
Freaking true.
Yeah.
So we started talking, and we started really hashing out who we thought was best, like, of the albums, what we liked the most. And obviously, Californication and Blood Sugar Sex Magik are amazing albums. Blood Sugar being John Frusciante's first with the band after their previous guitar player died. And that's got some of their best and dirtiest tracks, I think. And then we got Californication on the scene, which was after John had left the band, you know, was in his car, addicted to heroin, out of work, no money to his name. And then he came back and put out that album, which was fantastic. But those are great albums. But we really want to talk about the next two. By the way, in Stadium Arcadium. So I happen to be very partial to Stadium Arcadium. And the other two, Tay and Dave, they happen to like By the Way. So I'll let them put down their base or their foundation of their argument first on why they think By the Way is the greatest Red Hot Chili Peppers album.
Let's hear it, Taylor.
Take it away, David.
Okay.
You're chomping at the bit, Taylor. I can see it.
Don't rush to the podium, you guys.
Has so many good tracks on it. We got By the Way, Don't Forget Me, Doze, Zephyr Song, Midnight. The whole album, it just,
man,
it gels so well together.
All right, yeah.
It's got some great melodies.
Yeah, the first seven songs are fantastic. I agree. Amazing opening. It's so good. And for them to end with, like, that set to end with Can't Stop, it is fantastic. But after you leave those first seven songs, you get to pure garbage. Oh, my goodness. Keep going. All right. Keep going.
You want to keep going, Taylor?
Yeah, you can't just give me track names. I need to know why.
I think the work speaks for itself. Great backup vocals from John Frusciante.
I'd argue his best.
By the Way, is John Frusciante's favorite child.
That is not true.
He has said on many occasions that it was an absolute joy to create By the Way.
By the mouth of two
witnesses.
He
loved making that album. I don't think it's a stretch to say that is maybe the happiest time of his life was creating By the Way.
Why else would John Frusciante leave the band after Stadium Arcadium? Huh? You have a response for that, Ben?
I absolutely have a response
answer that.
For that. So, from John's own
words...
Don't
give me the crap going out on top.
Oh, my gosh. You said it for me, my friend. I'm going to pull a John McCain on you.
If he believed in going out on top, he wouldn't have come back after Blood Sugar Sex Magik. That was their top-grossing album.
It was... So we have to remember that while By the Way was a great accomplishment for them as a band, John felt like he was most complete as a guitarist on Stadium Arcadium. He had more control of the music production. He was able to work in his guitar in ways he had never done before. And he went on to say that By the Way was actually an album that he got way more into kind of the backup aspect of the album. That the synthesizers and the keyboards and the kind of those backup sounds that you hear on the album was more what he focused on. But on Stadium Arcadium, he had so much pure talent just waiting to come out of that guitar that he saved it all. And he had 27 freaking tracks to put down on that album. And I know you're saying, oh, quantity, not quality. But you know
it's
what?
True.
You're exactly right.
You know what? I'm going to answer it for you. They were the most complete band they've ever been on that album. They were able to lock it down and play some of their best tracks. And I'll give you what? I'll give you this. The peaks are higher on By the Way, but the lows are so much lower on that album. Oh, my gosh.
I disagree.
Warm tape.
I disagree.
Warm tape.
Very strongly.
Go for it. Warm tape.
Storm in a teacup. That's all I have to say.
Okay, storm in a teacup. Ready made.
Like a Black and Decker don't touch.
Okay, those are not their strongest.
There are some incomplete tracks on Stadium Arcadium. Songs that they just threw in there to pad their track count. You can't disagree with that.
They even had more songs they didn't put on there. That was the thing, is that they were just
You can't write 27 natural songs.
Oh, they said that.
Explain the lyrics to If for me, man.
That was a song.
Explain that crap. You can't say that's quality. Taylor, how does it go again? If two or three, it would be four.
If I had a clue, 3 minus 2 would get me to you.
That's wrong.
If I had a dog without a shoe.
Wrong. Flea wrote that song for his future wife, you assholes. He loved her.
That's hard to concentrate. That's hard to concentrate.
But let's be honest. Stadium Arcadium has a nice little polish on it, but it's still all about sex.
It's true.
It's still as dirty as Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Ben, name a song on the whole Stadium Arcadium album that has the momentum. And as far as a concert environment, that by the way, the song has.
Can you Danny California, my friend.
No, that is not have momentum. By the way,
no way.
Are you kidding me? Are you deaf?
Are you talking about the song "By the Way" or
the song?
The album?
Yes,
by the way.
The song.
You can't.
Danny California is phenomenal. Are you kidding me? That's a whole song dedicated to Jimi Hendrix at the end. How can you not like that? That whole solo, whole build-up for that, it was amazing. And they played off of things from the past that they had recorded, meaning Californication.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
But it doesn't get me going. It doesn't get me going, like By the Way does.
If you're at a concert right now, Taylor, and Danny California came on, you'd be pumped. You would be pumped. You would not.
It's a good song, but I would lose my shit when By the Way came on.
I echo that.
Why By the Way? Half of it's nonsense.
No, it's poetry, man. The whole build-up to it, right? You got the slow guitar riff, the build-up, and then it just freaks out after that. And you can count on it. No matter if you're a headbanger, if you like to bounce, if you like to hump and bump, it fits your groove, man.
Who doesn't like dope dicks? Like, seriously. Like, everybody likes that, right?
I'll give you this. Best in-concert solo is on Don't Forget Me. By John Frusciante, for sure. Like that, he puts it down on that song live. So that might be a little contradictory, but you guys are forgetting about all the tracks.
Yeah,
on
it
Stadium
is
California.
It is
Stadium Arcadium because you get Danny California.
Okay, Snow, Ben. Let me ask you a question.
Snow, I'm going right now. Snow is one of the most memorable guitar lines he ever wrote, and one of the favorites of all time for everybody. That's a fact. Going into Charlie, which is, it's okay. Stadium Arcadium, it's okay. But then we get to some real good tracks. Humpty Bump. Now, the title may be misleading, but that song is freaking good. Leading into, if I'm correct, what is it? I got it all written down. Help me out, David. You got to memorize.
So Much I, Warlocks? What are you talking about?
21st Century? Animal Bar?
Hey, these are all good songs. I'm getting excited just hearing about these songs.
Okay, Ben, besides Snow, Tell Me Baby, and Danny California, name 5 quality tracks on Stadium.
She's only 18.
Not a good start.
Strip My Mind. These are all good songs.
What?
Turn It Again? Good song. She Looks to Me, good song. You guys like these songs.
I don't like Turn It Again.
Turn It Again. You played it, Taylor. You love that song.
Yeah, I was in a garage band in high school. I hated playing that song. I hated it.
Wet Sand is one of their...
The lyrics are gibberish, dude. I had to learn all of them.
Oh my gosh.
It was awful.
Don't go into
gibberish. It was the worst experience.
Red Hot songs. Let's be real. They've got some crap lyrics. They have a whole song about periods, okay? I don't even want to hear about their lyrics. Wet Sand is probably one of their most emotional and biggest build-up songs that they have. Great song. Desecration Smile. There's a lot of heart in that song as well. I'm telling you, they were able to pump out so many just solid songs on that album. And I agree, By the Way has a great opener, but the second half is disappointing. It's not as disappointing as Californication, but it's disappointing. Throw away my television. They play that in Guantanamo to freaking torture people. Quebron, yeah, that song is a bitch. That's what it means in Spanish, right?
Song's beautiful, man.
It's okay. It's talking it's about probably the, Dodgers, the most tolerable man. Of all of them. Warm Tape. Oh, Warm Tape.
That's true.
If, okay, if you can tape, tell me about... You hadn't even listened to all of Warm Tape.
No, Warm Tape's a mistake. We're not going to defend that. But how can you overlook Minor Thing? That's a beautiful rhythm section. That's okay, fun,
too. I do
too.
Like Minor Thing.
And it's really... It's clever when he says, I change key from C to D. He actually changes keys right there. Very clever.
Pretty impressive. They put a lot of thought into that.
Very impressive, yeah.
They only needed to release how many tracks, Taylor? Is it 14? 15?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to 400 on Stadium Arcadium to get people to look at
Seriously.
It? Hey, they had to hold us over for the long winter that would be the Josh Klingfinger era. That's why they did Stadium Arcadium, and I'm grateful for that.
Okay,
we have more work from John. Because he knew. He was like, I'm going to need to take a break. My whore of a wife is going to steal all my money when I divorce her. He's like, I'm going to have to do this. And he did it, and he did it for us. And you guys are not grateful. Oh. I'm pissed you guys don't appreciate his sacrifice.
Okay, okay,
me.
Ben.
I do.
Ben.
I do.
Okay, it sounds like you love John Frusciante. Yes?
I do.
You love his work?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I listen to his solo stuff. That shows I'm a real fan.
Exactly. You listen to his solo stuff. So when you listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers, you want something that has John Frusciante's mark on it, right?
Yes.
And there's several quotes of John saying that, By the Way, was his favorite album to create and record. A lot of the bass lines were written by John Frusciante. Not just...
Pretty impressive.
He has his mark all over that album. And so for you to say that Stadium Arcadium is better than By the Way, I think it's kind of offensive to John Frusciante's legacy.
I think John Frusciante was in his prime. He just came off the high of Californication, had about a 3-year break to think and to master his skills of creativity and put together the beautiful, majestic masterpiece we call By the Way.
Well, as we said, we're choosing between two albums we both like, right? We like both of these albums. But to say that as an artist that he was like, yeah, I loved By the Way, didn't like Stadium Arcadium, they haven't backed away from that album. I think they were really proud of the work they put together on that. And it was a lot of tracks, and some might not be as strong as others, but that whole album has moments that you're just like, my goodness. They just get it all right. And it might not be the whole song, but over the course of an entire album, there's more great moments in that album than there are on By the Way. And that's why I choose it. Because as a whole, as an entire album, it has more to it than By the Way. And not just because of the quantity or the amount of songs, but because of the actual ways that they come together as a band.
So I could see it, you know, the argument being it has more... deeper lyrics, right? More meaning?
Yeah.
Would you say that? Okay. No, I agree with that.
But. Well, I'd say like, and them as they have just times in their songs, they're like, man, they just really gelled in that section. Or man, they really got the harmonies right there. You know, like it's pretty expansive and all the different times that I'm like, yeah, that was just awesome. You know? And for me, it's like, By the Way, it's great because you get these songs. It's like, oh man, that's a good one. That's a really good one. But then it just kind of feels like, oh, that's just a bunch of songs together. But like as a whole experience, Stadium Arcadium felt like kind of a world they put you in, you know? And it's not all amazing, but that's how the world is, you know? It's not all great. You can't have all, you know, number one hits. You can't have Everlong and The Pretender and, you know, all of these songs on an album because it just, you get desensitized to them. You got to have the ups and the downs.
I can agree with that, but... Your opening statement, you said that By the Way had higher highs, but it had much lower lows than Stadium Arcadium. Right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I said that. Uh-huh.
So you talked about how they all can't be great, but they need to kind of project an emotion for you as a listener. And so I think you have the greatest expanse of emotion listening to By the Way rather than Stadium Arcadium. And you kind of agreed with that with your statement, saying you feel the highest and the lowest.
But By the Way gets so low for me that I don't even listen to the back end of that album. I just turn it off. I just forget it's there. So for me, it's like I put on Stadium Arcadium, I listen to all of it, but on By the Way, I'm like, okay, I heard the first seven and I turn it off. I don't need to hear any more.
Okay, so for me personally, the reason I like By the Way so much is that, so I lived in California for a couple of years. The Red Hots are from California. There's no...
Humble brag.
No, not a humble brag. I'm saying that album reminds me of California. It feels like California. And I think that's what they were going for.
Well, you and your pretentious Californians can keep it. And us normal people that live in the whole world, we'll take Stadium Arcadium. Our mind is expanded. Think about it. Stadium Arcadium encapsulates the whole universe. It's a whole galaxy that we're playing with here. Well, you know, by the way, it's just in a small part of the world, California, where nobody wants to live.
I disagree with that, but your opinion.
You hurt my feelings with that one, so please don't talk about California like that anymore, please.
You can't knock it till you tried it, my friend.
It might be good to talk about, you know, it's like it's just three guys' opinions on two different albums. What about mass appeal, right? What about success of the overall albums? Why don't we compare that? Because they both have some kind of like pros and cons that one could argue that makes this album better than the other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Let's go based off of album sales. David, I believe you have those numbers for us.
Yeah, just poking around, we see that By the Way had 12.4 million in sales. And Stadium Arcadium had 10.2. It's not a huge difference.
It's only 2 million people.
I can tell you why that happened.
2.2.
Okay.
Okay, what happened? Are you going to blame Napster?
The technology growing in this country, it's exponentially expanding. I mean, it's doubling, tripling each year. People are getting more and more access to media. And so each year, you know, 4 years ago, not as many people had computers. 2006, everyone had computers, and they were able to steal it from their friends. And so not as many people needed to buy it because they already had it. They were just basically lying on the ground for them. So actually, when you think about it, when you adjust the inflation of computer users, Stadium Arcadium probably would have sold three times as many as By the Way.
You're talking out your ass, dude. You're talking out your ass. You have no idea.
Oh man.
Just admit.
I'll send you the abstract of the paper I wrote, but
dude,
or read.
That you wrote. Yeah, truth's out.
I didn't write it. I found it.
That part of the year, wasn't that when Napster was still technically legal?
No, Napster was dead by like 99.
I don't think you're right about that, Ben.
No. I remember
we had
Napster.
LimeWire.
Do you want to commit to that statement? That we have you on audio recording, so we can fact check this.
Obviously. Okay. Everything is, you know, set in stone if I say it, so it's a podcast for a reason. Well,
but what about Grammys, Ben? Stadium Arcadium blows, by the way, out of the water with Grammy nominations and wins. What do you say about that? That's a huge argument in your favor.
What do I have to say about that? I think the Grammys are trash, and they do not represent actual music. I think it's all cultural bullshit. So
that's good.
I mean, if Taylor Swift is going up for best album each year, something's wrong. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't even know who's in charge of the Grammys.
Bunch of white people.
Either. Maybe we should debate the Grammys.
Yeah. Take them on.
All right. So,
anything else? I'm just knocking.
You're not
out of the
knocking.
Park.
You didn't really answer the question of why did 2 million more people want to listen to By the Way than Stadium Arcadium. That's a lot of listeners.
Let's cut that whole illegal download thing out of the way. Let's pretend that didn't exist.
3 or 4 years is not enough time for technology to expand at a rate so fast that people just immediately started stealing music. It's a weak argument, and you know it. The iPhone wasn't even out yet.
No, more people had access to DVD and CD burners, and so they were able to burn the CD after they bought it more frequently than previously.
I disagree. I think it was just as easy to share music.
Did you buy, by the way, the album, Taylor?
I did.
David did, and he gave us a copy of it.
It's a gift.
You bitch.
I bought Stadium Arcadium from a store.
Oh,
I bought
it. And I copied it from
you,
Ben.
Oh, you bought it from a resale store for $2. You found it in a clearance bin. I was with you.
You know what it was?
It's gold.
It was a gift from the man that worked at the CD shop. I walked in and he was like, boy, come here. And I was like, yes. And he's like, you know what? I've got an album that's going to change your freaking
It's not
world.
True. It's not I true. Like, I was it? In the store with him.
Two disc CD. This thing, you'll be podcasting about this in 10 years. You're going to need this album, buddy. I've got that CD in my CD drive in my car right now.
He did that just for this podcast.
Thing has freaking
total liar.
Power. No, I didn't. I just love Jupiter. It's a great CD.
Let's be honest. You found it in the discount rack. You only had $6 in your pocket. So you're like, hey, this album looks like it could be all right. Purchased. There was no gift.
I want you to
think
about the math of this CD. Okay, so since there's two discs, I was able to infiltrate more houses quicker than by the way. So I was able to put it in each home quicker than you were able to put your one disc of by the way. So more people were able to be infected, or should I say blessed, with the album Stadium Arcadium. I was like, oh, Alex, you want to take this? He took it. He downloaded it. I was like, oh, what's up, Brandon? You want to take this? He downloaded it. It was just going so fast. And you know what? That's what cut into that 2 million, because it was just like this disease. It was a good one, though. You know, it was fantastic. And you're all welcome, because I helped spread that. I helped. And John wanted me to. He told me.
It's a weak argument. It's a weak argument.
You know what? I think that.
Nothing to say.
What's that album called again? No.
I'm With You.
I'm With You is actually the best album that they have.
Get out of here, dude.
Between Ethiopia and what's that other song, David, that literally made me throw the CD out of my car? What was that one song they play?
Was it Jump and
Dance?
Dance.
Like it was like greeting song or something. Oh, my gosh. I'd look it up right now, but if I look it up, my recorder will go away on my computer.
Police Station's pretty good, too.
Police Station, that's wonderful.
But anyway, we digress. I think the conclusion we have to come to is that it's subjective which album is better. There's so many things that go into creating an album. But one thing that isn't subjective is sales. Sales is objective.
Oh my gosh, a couple accountants pushing their numbers on us.
And I think Stadium Arcadium.
Get your calculator out of here, Taylor. No one cares.
I think the Grammy nominations and awards kind of works against Stadium Arcadium.
So you hate black people. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I like black people. That's why I don't like the Grammys.
You know what? You like the media, and the media doesn't like black people. They don't award them with anything.
What?
And
you
I'm offended that you'd bring this up on this podcast.
You know what band has never won a Grammy? Rush. One of my favorite bands. 40
Church.
Years of amazing music.
I think they won a Grammy for, what was that song? Dog Years, I think was the name.
Dog Years. Are you sure it wasn't Rivendell?
It might be. Was it Rivendell or?
The point is this. Stadium Arcadium is a collection of singles. It really is.
There couldn't be anything less true. My whole argument is that it all kind of blends together. If you're going to pick something out from my argument, don't go into that.
How does teacup blend with snow? I don't get it.
by the time you get to Teacup, it all makes
sense. It does not make sense.
It was just a windy road. It was a windy road, but you get there.
Did you know they intended to make it three individual albums, but then they said, F it, let's just do one. That's what happened. Did you know that? They were going to release an album every
grateful.
6 months.
All right. I want you to look up the lyrics to Death of a Martian and tell me that this isn't one of the greatest songs / works of poetry / musical accomplishment that the human race has ever seen. My goodness, the amount of talent in this band that came out on this album is all shown on display in this song. Look it up. I dare you. I dare you. Read me that song. Read me that end part. Read me that in Anthony Kiedis rap and tell me that doesn't change your life.
She's got sword in case, though this is not her lord in case. The one who can't afford to face her image is restored to grace. Disappeared, trace. Musketeer suitcase. The downturn brave. Little burn cub bear. Careless turnip snare. Rampages pitch color pages. Down and out, but not in Vegas.
Yes.
Disembarks and disengages. No law.
Sweet pink canary cages. Plummet pop deuce skin fortitude. For the sniffling black noses that snort and elude. To dangling trinkets that mimic the dirt cough. Go drink it. It's for you. Blue battered naval town slip kisses delivered by duck muscles and bottled nose grifters arrive in time to catch the late show. It's a beehive barrel race, a she-hive stare and chase. Wasted feature who tried and failed to reach her. Embossed beneath a box in the closet that's lost. The kind that you find when you mind your own business. Shiv sister to the quickness before it blisters into the new morning milk blanket. Your ilk is funny to the turnstile touch bunny whose bouquet set a course for blooms without decay. Get your broom and sweep the echoes of yesternight's fallen freckles away.
Away! Thank you. Thank you. That's my argument right there. I think I've said enough. I think you've said enough. Thank you for singing that for me, Taylor. The greatest album closing song ever written before.
That is a mouthful.
That's my argument.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for the Jack of No Trades podcast. You decide which is better, By the Way or Stadium Arcadia.
See ya. Vote for us on Twitter. Peace.